Al, first of all, tell me your name and company.
Okay, I'm Al Gents. I'm with Amazing Energy in Denison, Iowa, also a board member of EPIC.
Well, that's great. We're members of EPIC and support the ethanol industry. In fact, being industry advocates in the media has been a real pleasurable and rewarding experience for us. I wanted to, first of all, just ask about your involvement with EPIC. Tell me, in the time that you have been involved, what you think of what the organization's doing.
Well, our plant came up September 11th of 2005, and we've been members of EPIC since the beginning of it. And we're big supporters of EPIC, and we believe in their mission to get the message out for the industry and to promote ethanol out there. So we will continue to support it, and as a board member, I'm involved in obviously helping assist in the spending of the dollars that we gather.
Well, they do a lot with that budget and do it with a pretty slim staff, as somebody I heard refer to it the other day, a skinny staff, if you will. Tell me about the types of projects that they've been doing. I know the whole IRL relationship has been just a fantastic one in order to show the performance benefits of the fuel. But some of the other things that are going on now and that you think are coming up in the future.
Well, they've done some radio and TV ads, obviously. Some people have seen those. And to promote the health benefits of ethanol and the economic benefits of ethanol. The one that you mentioned, obviously, the Indy, that was huge for EPIC and huge for the industry to get 100% ethanol in those cars. So going forward, we've had some promoting E10, obviously, and getting the awareness out there of our product. Here in the Midwest, you know, most of the people realize what ethanol is, but our markets are obviously on the coast. That's where all the people and all the cars are. So it's that's where we go to get the message out. That's where we need to be.
How would you describe the value of coming out to an event like Syngenta's here, where you get to speak to a group of mostly growers who are growing the corn that's being turned into this fuel?
Well, I guess in some sense we're speaking to the or preaching to the choir. You know, they understand the benefits of ethanol and understand the benefits, obviously, to corn growers. It's created a huge demand for them. But for myself, the benefit, obviously, is to get a look at the new traits coming out and seeing what's down the road for corn. With the increased yields that a lot of companies are projecting, the future looks bright for ethanol in many ways.
What do you think about the corn amylase? Well, or I should say the corn that they're hoping to come out with in another couple of years that would have a high level of corn amylase in it. And what is that going to mean to your business?
That obviously could reduce our costs in the processing of the corn. You know, as it's explained here today, there's some benefits to that in the heat that it can. Currently, right now, alpha amylase has an issue with dealing with heat, and this amylase in the corn can go right through that process. And so the hurdles there are obviously to get enough people growing it, and then the infrastructure to accurately blend it in the facility.
So last question, how are things going with your company and the production and, you know, the sales and all that as you've now got what sounds like a couple years under your belt?
Yeah, we've had we're going to finish our second fiscal year here coming up June 30th. Our first fiscal year was fantastic, and this one looks to meet or exceed that. And we're looking towards the future here, a bright future. We're in the process of building our second plant. So not only do we have Denison, Iowa, as a 50 million gallon plant, but we're building a 100 million gallon plant in Atlantic, Iowa, and we'll be doing an equity drive there. So. If people want to invest, we got a good opportunity for them. So.
All right. Well, we'll just point them your way if they ask. Thank you very much, Al Gents. We're here at the Syngenta Learning Centers. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.